Good morning, everyone. Nice to see you today. Matthew 11, verse 28 says, "Come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I'll give you rest." I first saw this passage on a church wall in South Korea when I was just a little boy. I've always remembered this passage. I felt that I had been guided by God. And later, I accepted Jesus as my Lord and Savior. Last week, we learned that Moses and the people of Israel, after they escaped from Egypt, were not allowed to enter the Promised Land because of their unbelief and disobedience to God. Today, I will talk to you about our Lord Jesus, who will help us how to enter the Promised Land, the place where we will take the rest with our Lord forever. From now on, I will share with you what we must do to enter the rest here on the earth. First, we must believe in Jesus as our Lord and Savior. We must believe in Jesus as our Lord and Savior. Hebrews 4 verse 3 says, "Now we who have believed enter that rest, just as God has said." Our Lord continues to say that we are allowed to enter that rest by faith. Faith is called pistis in Greek. It means faith is always received from God and never generated by us. Our God put the seed of faith into his children's heart. As time goes by, those seeds grow in his people. Sometimes our God tests his people so that they can grow to be mature believers of God. These tests are acknowledged in the book of Romans, chapter 5, verse 3 and 4, which says, "Not only so, but we also rejoice in our sufferings, because we know that suffering produces perseverance, perseverance character, and character hope." Through suffering, we are able to come closer to God through his son Jesus. And therefore, believers of Christ need to depend on Jesus no matter where they go and no matter what they do here in this world. Hebrews 3 verse 14 says, "We have to come to swear in Christ if we hold firmly till the end the confidence we had at first." Second, we must obey God. We must obey God. I once shared with you about the meaning of obedience here in our church. Deuteronomy 6, verse 4 to 7 says, "Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one. Love the Lord your God with all your heart, and with all your soul, and with all your strength. Impress them on your children." In these verses, the word here is Shema in Hebrew. The word Shema also means obey and teach. As our forefathers taught their children, so our God still wants his believers to hear the word of God, obey God, and teach obedience to other believers of Christ. In the end, after 40 years, the people of Israel who obeyed God were allowed to enter the Promised Land and were given the godly rest. But those who didn't obey God were not allowed to enter the place. As we are told in the book of Hebrews, chapter 4, verse 5 to 6, which says, and again, in the passage above, he says, they shall never enter my rest. It still remains that some will enter their rest, and those who formerly had the gospel preached to them did not go in because of their disobedience. We can see, therefore, our job is to help our members and others in our community and in this world to understand the Word of God. I do believe that the word obey, the meaning of obey, helps us to act in confidence based on our beliefs. Do you remember the story when one day disciples of Jesus were afraid in the storm while Jesus slept? After he was awakened, Jesus calmed the storm and said to the disciples, why are you so afraid? Do you still have no faith? They were afraid and said, who is this? Even the wind and the waves obey him. Later, they must have wondered why that even the wind and the waves obeyed Jesus, but they didn't. This reminds us that believers of Christ must obey God at all times. And even if they don't understand, and even in hard times. Because our Lord Jesus can lead and guide us and will show us how to overcome these troubles and hard times. Third, we must depend upon the Word of God. We must depend upon the Word of God. We are told in the New Testament, in Hebrews 4 verse 12, that for the Word of God is living and active, sharper than any double-edged sword. It penetrates even to dividing soul and spirit, joints and marrow. It judges the thoughts and attitudes of the heart. God told Moses in the Old Testament to teach the people of Israel what they needed to do before entering the promised land. The book of Deuteronomy, chapter 6, verse 1 and 2 says, these are the commands, decrees, and laws the Lord your God directed me to teach you, to observe in the land that you are crossing the Jordan to possess, so that you, your children, and their children after them may fear the Lord your God, as long as you live by keeping all his decrees and commands that I give you, and so that you may enjoy long life. In the promised land, those who followed the word of God were blessed and given God's rest. But those who did not follow the word of God were cursed by God. Let me conclude my devotion. To enter that God-given rest in our lives, we must believe in Jesus, obey God, and depend upon the Word of God at all times. The coronavirus pandemic has forced many people into hard times. Some have lost their family members. Many have lost their jobs. Many have lost their confidence and quality of life. In spite of this, we need to follow our Lord Jesus because he is the only one who can help us to survive in this world and give us the rest we hope for. Thank you. May God bless you. Amen.